Work is about to begin on a long-awaited major housing project to address third-world living conditions in Australia's largest Indigenous community. Severe overcrowding and housing shortages on Palm Island, which is off Townsville in North Queensland, have forced residents to set up shanties without electricity or running water. Back in 2007, the Howard government pledged $14 million to build 80 homes in two new estates on Palm Island. And nearly 5 years on, the Palm Island Council is about to sign off on the tender for the first stage of the building work. Mayor Alf Lacey, who's become the first Palm Island mayor ever to be re-elected, is hoping construction will finally begin this month. He's speaking with our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Extel.
We have a population of 3,500 people, and the social housing dwellings that we rent publicly on the island is 375 in the stock, so those numbers speak for themselves. Palm doesn't have any other choice. Certainly we don't have the luxury or the choice of walking down the road to private housing or to a real estate agency to address our housing needs, and this type of investment into Palm is so much of a breath of a fresh air that it may not fix all the problems, but it'll go a long way in helping to ease the problem here at Palm Island.
There have been reports of a shanty town sort of emerging as a consequence of the tight housing situation. Does that still exist?
Yeah, look, a lot of our people who can't get into social housing in the main part of town, which is the developed area, then generally some families do build their own tent shacks on the beaches and the other bays within the town, which are their homes, with no running water, no toilets. Running toilets, and those are the things that, when the housing stock is not at its best, then it causes that problem. But we've had that issue for quite some time, and that's why we welcome the new investment into Palm. Hopefully, somewhere along the line, that it'll fix it. And we know it's a long way off, and we'll continue to call on government, both state and federal, to invest heavily in housing in our communities.
It's been 5 years since this particular funding was pledged by the then Howard government. Why has it taken so long?
Look, I think it's a matter for facts here. The Commonwealth of Health and Ageing probably needs to respond to that. Certainly from a local council's point of view, there's been some issues around planning. There were issues around native title issues in terms of getting an agreement for parcels of land and getting the traditional owners on board, which I'm pleased that I've been able to secure a township ILUA for Palm Island that will now allow us to continue to put good infrastructure on the ground without any impediments or anything like that.
What's the expectation then for when these houses will be available?
Look, I think they're giving themselves probably within 12 months. We're saying as soon as possible. So as soon as the subdivision is done or the estate is done, and in the end the subdivisional works and the services are connected in that, we want homes to go straight on them and start putting residents into those social housing dwellings here.
And what do you expect will be the impact on the community? Clearly, given the kind of overcrowding issues that the island has experienced for many years, there's been a flow-on effect for social issues and domestic strife. Do you expect that there's going to be a change on that front?
Oh, look, I've certainly been involved in the housing sector for part of my life, and I know when you give someone a nice home and their family feel comfortable with that, then their life change, and they understand that there's responsibility that comes with it, and I think that's the important part of it. And I'm one of those people. Me and my wife was in that situation, so I can talk from experience.
Another significant social issue for Palm Island is substance misuse and abuse, and Palm Island is one of the Queensland Indigenous communities that operates under an alcohol management plan. One of the LNP's election promises was to review the grog bans. What's your message now to Premier Newman?
First of all, I'd welcome him to come to Palm Island to sit with the people of Palm Island. They've committed themselves into working with us around the AMPs, and we welcome it, and I certainly welcome it, and look forward to an opportunity sooner rather than later to sit with the Premier and some of his ministers to really discuss what is right for us and what is right for the people of Palm Island. AMPs are across the 14 Indigenous shires. I've been an outspoken advocate against the AMPs in terms of laws that are being made for different groups of people around the state. And certainly I think it's high time now that we sit down and come to some sensible arrangement about a new way forward. And I look forward to talking directly with the Premier and certainly other Indigenous mayors around coming to some common ground around the alcohol management plan for our community in terms of finding better ways to allow the community to have its say.
What would you ultimately like to see? I mean, would you like to see just the standard approach that's taken throughout the Queensland community in terms of access to alcohol?
Alcohol is not a council problem, it's a community problem, and we need to sit down and work out what is right for Palm Island and get what is right for Palm Island. I think gone are the days is the one-size-fit-all community arrangement, and that's the message that I'd give to the Premier. We want a regime that Palm Island can be comfortable with, and then if there's some stuff that we have to give up to feel comfortable around, then that's something that the community will sit down and guide this council on.
That's Alf Lacey, the Mayor of Palm Island, speaking with our Queensland reporter, Cathy Van Extel.